This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, October 23rd, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger.
This is a historic convention. It will be our entrance to a new vision of prosperity. Not a cookie-cutter American dream of white picket fences, but a dream shaped by each of us. A dream in which no one gets left behind.
That is Richard Trumka, the president of the largest labor federation in the United States, the AFL-CIO. He was speaking at the start of the federation's national convention being held on the banks of the Mississippi River in St. Louis, Missouri. The convention is being held at a challenging time for American unions. 30 years ago, the unionization rate in the country was 20%. It's now 10%. Wages have been effectively frozen for decades. And there is a rise in right-wing, anti-union, anti-women, anti-black forces in the country. It's a time, Mr. Trumka told the delegates, for working people to come together.
We gather together as America and the world hunger for solidarity. We need it like we need air. We need it like we need each other. We need it like we need love. Yet fear, hatred, combined with a rigged economy and a political system, stand in our way. We stand together as diverse as America in every way, and united by our shared brotherhood and sisterhood in our labor movement. You see, that's our job at this convention, to represent our members while positioning our unions and our movement to grow, to give millions more the freedom to come together and bargain for good jobs and fairness. And at this convention in St. Louis, we'll chart the path toward a thriving movement. We're going to talk about political independence, about voting rights, and right to work. We're going to talk about launching a renaissance to rebuild our infrastructure and revive our manufacturing. We're going to talk about diversity and inclusion. We're going to talk about reforming our movement to ensure that it remains a force no matter what changes arise in our economy, from robots to new business models. We're going to talk about boosting the power of collective bargaining, growing our unions in the growth industries, and connecting with new workers who want to embrace a day when every worker, every single worker in America, has the freedom to negotiate with his or her employer for a better life. Because we're the ones who wake America up every single morning. We tuck her to bed at night. We build the cars and planes and infrastructure. We lift the loads. We drive the buses. We ship the goods. We pour the molds. We connect our cities in our world. We teach. We heal. We make. We package. We print. And we bake. From the East Coast to the West Coast, North to South, and everywhere in between, we, the American worker, makes America strong. We don't duck. We don't run. We don't hide. We are the American labor movement, and we will not be denied.
Mr. Trumka has been elected to a third four-year term as president. The convention runs until Wednesday, October 25th. And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.